Get ready to hear the truth about America. A new show that isn't allergic to the facts. The Bold Conservative. Now, here's your host, James Ledbetter.
Good evening to all my bold conservatives out there. Today, we're going to be discussing the IG report. New revelation. As we read and read and reread, we realize that the IG report reveals previously unknown FBI investigation of the alleged dossier source. Hold on to your mega hats. This is the Bold Conservative Show. So in this show, we're going to be dealing with an updated version of the Justice Department Inspector General's report revealed the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into in October of 2016, this is according to the Daily Caller, on an alleged source for the Steele dossier. Then we'll be discussing the IG faulted the FBI for failing to disclose details about the source who Christopher Steele said unwittingly provided information that ended up in the dossier. Then Steele also told the FBI that he believed the source to be a boaster and an embellisher. So if you want to go with credible or credited witnesses, this witness, this source, was already, the FBI was already warned about this source, that they were a boaster and that they were biased. And of course, they voted for Hillary Clinton or something like that. So how, in all that is good, in all that is true, how can James Comey, when he admitted he was wrong, still, after admitting he was wrong, turn around and say that there was no corruption in the FBI and the FBI was on the up and up? There's no way that anybody with a rational mind would ever believe that the FBI was on the up and up. Full of corruption, full of bias, It's crazy. So the FBI opened up a counterintelligence investigation in October of 2016 against a Belarusian American businessman who Christopher Steele said was an unwitting source for his infamous anti-Trump dossier. According to a newly unredacted version of a Justice Department Inspector General's report. So this guy, he was a boaster, he was an embellisher, he was biased, and he was not trustworthy whatsoever. So Steele revealed this to the FBI. So in the investigation, the FBI knew this. They knew that the Steele dossier was unverified, and they knew before we did that it was all a lie. The FBI failed to disclose this information and of this investigation against the alleged source called Person One in the report. So when you're reading the unredacted report, this person that we're referring to is being called Person One. The Justice Department attorney and in applications submitted to the Foreign Intelligence surveillance court, which is the FISA, surveillance warrants against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. So, are you getting it yet? Are you understanding what's really going on here? The bias is showing big time that the FBI wanted Hillary Clinton to win and for Donald Trump to lose. Then when he won, they had the air quotes insurance policy to make sure that he didn't make it through his first term. However, he's going on his second term, so that didn't age really well at all. So the report also said the FBI failed to tell the surveillance court that Steele told investigators during a meeting on October 3rd of 2016 that he considered person one to be a boaster and embellisher who may engage in embellishment. And what happened? This person engaged in embellishment. So, Christopher Steele went to the FBI during the investigation and told the FBI that his information from this source is no good, that he can't prove anything either way, that the source is unreliable, and they still stapled this dossier to the FISA application to spy on Carter Page. So despite those red flags that me and you see, obviously, it's so obvious and in your face, but despite these two red flags, the FBI relied on information that Steele attributed to person one to represent in Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, application that there was probable cause to believe that Page was a Russian agent. So this is what they come up with, that Carter Page was a Russian agent. And in the IG report, we learned that Carter Page was infamous for working with the CIA. So they wouldn't have got the FISA warrant against Carter Page if they had included that information. So they kept it away from the FISA court, fraudulently got this warrant by means of fraud. But according to James Comey, when he was apologizing, the FBI was on the up and up, man. They were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. At no point in U.S. history has evidence ever been withheld in order to accomplish some sort of warrant to spy on the American citizen. So here you have fraud. James Comey, they were on the up and up. They were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. That's a lie. So he admitted he was wrong, but then he said, but. See, whenever you hear the dreaded but, you know that they're not really sorry that they lied or that they broke the law. So James Comey literally broke the law. So investigators also failed to tell the FISC in applications to renew surveillance against Page that Steele's primary source disputed some of the information in the dossier that was attributed to person one. So they failed to say that the information in the Steele dossier was disputed to person one. two-person one. Steele's main source, who is called primary subsource in the report, told FBI agents in January of 2017, almost a few months later, this subsource told the FBI agents in January that he shared unverified rumors and barroom talk with Steele, who in turn reported the information as confirmed. So Steele's not innocent here. Steele lied in the dossier and used barroom talk and rumors and hearsay. And this is the report that the FBI used to obtain the FISA warrant. But the FISA court's not innocent either, because they should have verified this information before they issued the warrant. So the thing is not only was James Comey a fraud, the whole entire Obama FBI were frauds, the whole entire Steele regime were frauds, everything about this Russia hoax is fraud. But you still have the left claiming that, hey, this is accurate, and they still believe that the Steele dossier is accurate. You get into a debate with somebody on Twitter, somebody on the left, they will swear up and down and spit venom at you when you tell them that the Steele dossier is unverified and a fraud and a lie. They believe that the Steele dossier was accurate, even though the IG report reveals that it was not, and that the FBI failed to disclose this information. So Sergey Million, who is person one, so that's person one, Sergey Million, has vehemently denied being a source for the Steele dossier ever since news outlets reported him as such in January of 2017, 2 weeks after BuzzFeed News published the salacious dossier. So here you have Fusion GPS leaking this dossier to BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed being a cat blog, and frequently publishes fake news, knowingly publishes fake news, and then stands behind the lies. You had this going on, and I'm just in awe. I'm in awe that this even made it as far as it did. 2.5 years of lies, deceit, and conspiracy theories. So you had CNN and MSNBC confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that this Steele dossier was accurate and that the walls are closing in on President Trump. They said that literally like every hour. The walls are closing in. Come on, folks. This is the FBI that we trusted to keep out corruption, and they themselves were the corruption. So whether or not Milan did provide information that ended up in the dossier, Steele represented to the FBI that Milan was an unwitting source for several bombshell claims in the document. So regardless of Milan denying being any source, Milan denied being a source for Steele, yet Steele confirmed that this person gave him all of this bombshell claim, all this bombshell information in the document. It is unclear whether Steele's information about Million is what sparked the FBI's decision to investigate him. 9 days after Steele's meeting, the Bureau's New York field office opened up a counterintelligence investigation on Milan. 9 days after that, the FBI applied for its first FISA warrant against Page, knowing that this was all a lie. They knew, folks, the FBI knew that this all was a lie before we did. We figured it was a lie because nothing added up. Nothing about this whole situation added up at all. So we already knew, but the FBI knew before we even heard about it. And they still stapled this to the FISA warrant or the FISA application. The Inspector General, IG, said the Steele dossier played a central and essential role in the FBI's decision to apply for FISAs on Page. And then, so you had the lawyers, you had the FBI agents all coming together and saying, we all know that this Steele dossier is a lie, but this is the only way we're going to get that spy warrant on Page. So they knew that they were lying to the FISA court. They knew that they were lying to the American people. They knew this. And they still followed through with it anyway. So then you have Adam Schiff refusing to admit he was wrong. From the parts that James Comey said he was wrong about, Adam Schiff should say, okay, I was wrong too. I was just going by what James Comey said. But he didn't even do that. He still denies. And Adam Schiff was the main person saying that he had information that will sink Trump. He has explicit information, express information, that Trump colluded with Russia to sabotage the 2016 election. So according to Adam Schiff and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and all of them, according to all these people, Hillary Clinton should have won. Hillary Clinton, this was Hillary Clinton's election, and they all voted for her. They all worked their best to eliminate Trump from winning in 2016. And for them to sit here and say that they do not have, it's just, for them to say that the FBI was doing what the FBI legally was supposed to be doing is just mind-numbing to me. The information about the investigation of Milan was redacted in a version of the IG report released Monday. But the information was unmasked in the version of the report released Wednesday. The report said the FBI and Justice Department declassified the information. And here's why. Because they knew that something was wrong and the American people needed to see for themselves. They needed to see for themselves, and so here we are. They released the unredacted version of the report. And this is where we're getting all this bombshell information from. So MSNBC, CNN are eating crow right now because they turned around after the first version of the IG report come out and said that that Spygate was a conspiracy theory, that the FBI had reasonable doubt to obtain this FISA warrant to spy on Page. They literally are eating crow, and I'm loving it, folks. Steele, a former British spy, attributed the claims in four of his memos to Milan, who has worked in real estate and as an interpreter. Still penned some of the dossier's most salacious allegations on Milan. Still said Milan was one of two sources for the salacious claim that President Trump was with prostitutes in Moscow in 2013. According to the IG report, Milan was also has also alleged to be a source for the claim that Page and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was part of a well-developed conspiracy of cooperation with the Kremlin. So now that all of this bombshell information is being released, what about Paul Manafort? Paul Manafort, what about Carter Page? What about Flynn? You see what I'm saying? All of these people have already been sentenced. They've already been sentenced over a lie. Why? Because nobody bothered to wait. They were so excited to be indicting Trump campaign personnel that they refused to wait and see what the IG report would come up with. They were too excited, and they just went ahead with all of these lies anyway. So the IG report said the FBI was unable to corroborate any of the information. In other words, all of the information that was given to them through the Steele dossier, from Steele, from Milan, the FBI was unable to verify any of this. And they still followed through with this anyway. Why? Because they wanted Trump gone. They wanted to eliminate Trump, and they wanted firepower to impeach him if he won. So here we are, almost 2020. Trump has been president for a whole term, will be president for a second term, and all of this was for naught. All because they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. If that's not clear bias, I don't know what is, folks. So the unexplained in the IG report is why Steele identified Milan with different code names and alternative descriptions in the dossier. So every time he mentioned Milan, he used different names to make it seem like he had more than one source. I'm pretty sure that's what it's all about. People do that. And I'm pretty sure Steele knew he had nothing. The FBI knew that he had nothing. The FBI knew all this, folks. Steele referred to Milan as source D in a memo dated in on June 20th of 2016, while Milan was called source E in a memo dated July 28, 2016. So, why not, right? You know you're a liar. You know you're a fraud. So, you want to make it seem like you have all of these different sources. And that's what he did. In a memo in June 30th, 2016, Steele calls Milan a Russian emergy figure close to and he said that he was close to the Trump campaign in the memo. In a memo dated August 10th, 2016, Milan is an ethnic Russian associate of Trump. So the whole time Steele's lying in all of these memos and all of these reports. And the CIA knew. The CIA warned James Comey not to include this Steele dossier in with the FISA application because it was unverified. And James Comey did it anyway. This wouldn't have happened without James Comey. James Comey signed all the memos. James Comey signed all the reports. James Comey, his signature is on the actual application itself. So here's the thing. The report says, we believe the FBI should have specifically and explicitly advised Justice Department Office of Intelligence about the FBI's assessment that this particular subsource relied on the FISA application with person one that still had provided derogatory information regarding person one, and that the FBI had an open counterintelligence investigation on person one. So that's another thing. The FBI didn't reveal that they were actually investigating this person one, Milan. They were investigating Milan, but they used all the Steele said he said as proof that they needed to obtain a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. The report said that witnesses interviewed in the IG investigation said the Justice Department typically informs the FISC that sources are themselves subject of investigation. So those facts, and this is the other reports talking about, those facts were relevant to Office of Intelligence assessment of strength of the information in the FISA application, and based on what we were told was the department's practice, likely would have been included by OI in the application so that the FISC could consider the information in deciding whether to grant the request FISA authority, the report said. So here we are, like I said, going into 2020, and all of this comes out that it's a lie. Everything in that FISA application was a lie, and it was based solely upon this Steele dossier, this fake document that was leaked to a cat blog, BuzzFeed. So what are we to believe now? So now they want to impeach Trump, and the Democrats have said it themselves. They don't need a crime to impeach Trump. They're doing it because they don't like him. They're doing it because they cannot control him like they did Obama, like they did Bush, like they did all of the previous presidents before. The Democrats could control them. They cannot control Trump. They want Trump gone because Trump is not going to let them have their way and let them do whatever they want to do. That's what this all boils down to. So we have to literally read these reports, and I can't stress this enough, folks. We have to keep these reports and read them for ourselves, because we cannot rely on CNN or Fox or anybody else to tell us the truth about what these things say. Oh, they would love for you to listen to them and believe whatever they tell you it says, but they're telling you what they believe that it says. They're not telling you what it actually says. So here's the thing. Keep this in mind. The Democrats are corrupt. The Obama FBI was corrupt. There's still corruption in the FBI. The FBI didn't get rid of all of its corruption. There's still crazy people in the FBI. There's still crazy people in the CIA. There's still crazy people that were appointed by Obama before he left office in the White House. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope this enlightens you on what's going on. Keep this in mind. Read the reports for yourself. Know what's going on for yourself. Don't take their word for it, folks. The deep state is deeply embedded in all of this. And we have to keep fighting. Well, like I say, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening. Please support us on Patreon at patreon.com/theboldconservative. I thank you all for listening. Tune in tomorrow. Have a great day.